T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Things are changing in the greater Rochester area.
What's going on?
Well, we found out this morning that the median home price in Rochester is $70,000 higher than it was 2 years ago.
Damn, we're rich.
But it doesn't change the fact that everyone knows every little thing about every little town in the greater Rochester area.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It is time for Where They Whinin'. If you are new to the show, Kimmy has neighborhood app posts that she has been collecting. You folks have been sending them to her. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you.
She's going to read you one of those posts. She's going to remove town names, town references, and street names. And because you, Tommy, and me and everyone listening, growing up around here, knows that certain people talk a certain way from certain neighborhoods and certain towns.
Oh, you know who's who.
We're going to be able to tell you where they whining. Kimmy? Now, we had to do it on Wednesday last week on account of the post game. Yeah. Do we remember who was the neighborhood last week?
I thought it was Henrietta.
It wasn't Henrietta. Okay.
This person looking to open a business in Henrietta.
Okay. Now, again, keep in mind, it's not just about listening to the post. It's about looking for little details.
Yeah.
And you and I, the last couple of weeks, you know, you have to self-coach. We have not been good at listening to details because listeners have been picking up on things that we've been missing.
Okay.
So it's important today.
To do what?
When Kimmy reads this post.
What do I have to do?
To listen.
Get to listen.
Listen.
Okay.
Are you ready to listen?
What?
Kimmy, are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Let's make it happen.
Okay, so there was a lot of specifics I had to take out of this one because this person really pinpointed the area they were talking about.
Okay.
So sorry if it seems a little vague at times. Has anyone else had experience with the large snapping turtle terrorizing our neighborhood?
Damn, those things are nasty.
It's more intimidating than the geese that linger around the same pond.
Ooh.
I tell my kids not to go near the pond area if they can avoid it. I also make sure they cross the street when they're walking to their friend's house down the road. I know for a fact that this large turtle has snapped at some joggers and walkers when they stop to admire the pond's tranquility. Do not leave your small children unattended around this area. I know that there are kids who walk to school in the morning. That seems to be when the turtle is most active.
School hours.
I've contacted animal control multiple times, and all they do is tell me to leave it alone. They say they don't want to come move the turtle from its original home. This post is a warning to parents and small pet owners to be on the lookout for this aggressive turtle.
All right. This is a tough one. Maybe you don't think so.
Well, you have to be near a marshy area.
Okay, that's every town. It's every town.
But you also have to be where children are walking to school.
Okay, but that could also be any school that's close to a neighborhood.
True.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You sound all confident.
Because my mind went right to Long Pond Road.
Okay.
Like all the way up by the lake.
But what made
is that Greece?
Yeah, that would
technically
be Greece. Yeah, I mean, Long Pond is in Greece.
That's kind of the area that my mind went to
for
some reason.
All right.
Like a Hamlin Bay beach.
Hamlin Bay?
Beach.
Where is Hamlin Bay,
you
Mr.
know, where the
Rochester?
Beach is.
Hey, you guys got to go fishing in Hamlin Bay. It sounds like a Canadian department store.
I'm going to go North Greece.
Wait, you don't have to go. You're going to call your shot that tight. Because Greece is Greece. I don't want to know. I don't want to start with confusion. I don't want to go South Greece, even though it's not really.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think where my head. As soon as she said this, I went to North Greece.
Okay, so you want to go Greece?
Yeah.
That's your final answer.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't hate that.
Right.
See, here's the problem.
I do know.
When I heard that you described this, Henrietta popped out to me immediately.
Ooh.
However,
where's there ponds in Henrietta?
Bro, there's a whole, there's the river.
No, it's a bunch
there's
of the mall canal. Ponds.
There's a ton of ponds in Henrietta.
The canal ain't a pond, it's a canal. Hey, you know that really narrow pond?
I live in Henrietta, there's ponds everywhere.
No, but you got like scuzzy man-made ponds.
Okay.
A snapping turtle needs a naturally formed from the Ice Age pond.
What are you? Do you listen to yourself when you talk?
Never do. I hate this show.
It's not Henrietta because Kimmy would not go.
Wait, you just said Henrietta.
No. I said my mind went to Henrietta.
Oh, wait. Are you doing what you...
No.
Hang on.
You haven't picked it yet. I'm going to ban myself.
Yes.
I'm explaining my logic here.
Go ahead.
Logic Kimmy would not go back-to-back Henrietta weeks. She wouldn't do it. And part of this game is not just listening to the post. It's playing 4D chess, man. But the question is... Every town has those marshy areas, so what would make this unique?
Maybe a country area.
More kids walking to school in the country,
That's half the tunes they play on the bees. When I walked to school with the snapping turtle in class, he graduated valedictorian because it was Mississippi.
I feel West Side, but I don't want to bunch with you. Nope, I'm going West Side. This is Chi-Li Turtle.
All right.
A lot of marshy land out there.
Oh, yeah, it's marshy.
I'm thinking like Black Creek area.
Oh, Black Creek?
This could be like the Churchville Chi-Li area. No, we're going to stick with Chi-Li.
Church-going
yeah,
turtle.
Yeah. Chi-Li. I'm going with Chi-Li. Final answer. Boom.
Chi-Li.
All right. We got folks waiting.
Chi-Li Snapper. Didn't you date her?
Phone number is 222-6000. There is one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
Okay.
The one you just broke?
I did not break it because nobody picked that one. If you hear your town called, you have two options. You can hang up the phone and try again next week, or you can change your town and not tell us. If you call us up and go, I was going to say, but I'm going to say, it's two guesses. Neither of them count. You are banned from where they whined this
out.
Week. Clear?
All right.
Great. Let's go to the phones. Phone number is 222-6000. Don's on CMF. Hey, Donnie boy, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Patty Pie. How are you?
A lot better now.
This is North Ponds Park in Webster.
Ooh, why do you say that?
Well, on a side note, you know, Tommy lived in Webster, so his Uncle Frank probably still lives there. But
you mean the snapping turtle?
Yeah.
Number one, sure, snapping turtles, you mentioned creeks. You ain't going to find snapping turtles in creeks. They're like ponds, okay?
No, their pond is in the... Okay, Don, here's my question.
What's up?
Is there a school within walking distance near that park in Greece?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
Not Greece, Webster.
Oh, I'm sorry, Webster. I'm sorry.
Yes. Spry Junior High is in within walking distance, yes.
I'm alarmed that a man your age was able to rattle that off so quickly.
I went there.
I bet you did.
I did.
All right, Don.
Take my word.
You're going with Webster, buddy.
I'm going with Webster.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Don is on the board with Webster.
Right.
That is our first East Side, so we're not going to bunch. We got that going
all
for
right,
us today.
Good. We're spreading out.
Yeah, we're hitting all our marks here. Steven is on CMF. Where are they whining, Steven?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
I'm going with Brighton.
Why?
Because they were whining about the geese years ago over there by Winton Avenue, Winton Road.
Okay.
There's a huge pond over there, so that's what I'm going with.
Okay, and Brighton is a lot of kids walking to school in the Brighton area.
Yeah, very walkable
correct.
Town.
Yeah, ooh, that's a good guess, too. Oh, I like that guess. Damn it, Steven. Thank you for the call.
You don't think of wildlife.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
See, but you don't think of, like, wildlife and Brighton.
Wasn't that? Didn't that bear make it into Brighton?
No.
Brighton goes so far. It touches, like, every town.
Well, I mean, it spreads, but I'm thinking, like, 12, inner Brighton.
You're thinking 12 corners.
Yeah. Well, that's Brighton to me.
Well, no, but that's every, I guess the school's right there, so if they're going to walk to school, are there elementary schools not on that campus in Brighton?
I don't know.
I'm not familiar with the Brighton school situation.
I drive through it all the time. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
That's what I'm saying. And again, there are times where I'm in Brighton. I don't know I'm in Brighton. I think I'm in Brighton. I'm not in Brighton.
This is outer Brighton.
Are we sure Brighton even exists? Like, is there somebody just moving signs that say Brighton effing with all
could
of us?
Could be.
People are going to start tweeting us maps, so. Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Paul. He's on CMF. Where are they whining, Paul?
All right, I'm going to guess Spencerport for this one.
Okay, why?
That specifically the park with the pond in it.
Okay.
There was always snapping turtles in there. We used to walk through there to school and whatnot. We used to cut through there. Geese all around there that would always run and try and attack you. My guess is Spencerport.
All right, so you grew up in Spencerport.
Yep.
All right, Paul, so I have a theory, and I've yet to be proven wrong.
Mm.
Every kid that goes to high school in Spencerport is a dick. Now, eventually you grow up and not be a dick, and that's fine, but were you a massive dick in high school?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, great, great. Paul, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah.
There goes
what
Paul.
What made you think of that?
Bro, I'm telling you, every kid I knew, because Kimmy, you work at the ice cream store.
Yeah.
We knew a bunch of kids that went to...
We knew a lot of kids that went to Spencerport.
All of them dicks. Yeah. I liked them. Nice guys.
Yeah, got along with them.
Massive dicks.
Is it because it's like the poor man's Fairport?
Would you call?
Like chip on their shoulder
a
kind of
bit.
Thing? I don't know if they're comparing themselves to Fairport.
Spencerport always reminded me of a West Side Fairport.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's got its own thing. Like, I don't look at Spencerport kids as West Side kids.
I mean, it's got a canal. It's got a quaint downtown.
Yeah?
We got booed off a boat doing comedy.
Don't we? I wasn't on that boat.
You weren't on that boat?
No. It was bad comedy. I was not on that boat.
Oh, I think that was the name of the boat.
Phone number is 222-6000, but a sausage fest so far.
Yeah.
Let's get the ladies in here.
All right.
Lori's on CMF. Where are they whining, Lori?
Well, I'm interpreting pond a little differently. I think it's a retaining pond, and my guess is Penfield.
All right, you're going to go Penfield?
The old retaining pond.
Well, see, that's weird, because I just heard in the break room from a smart man who knows his nature that turtles only live in Ice Age-made ponds, Lori.
Oh, well, didn't know that.
Nobody did.
No, turtles don't like the smell of human beings.
Why are they snapping then?
That's why they're so pissed.
Okay, Lori, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Lori's on the board with Penfield. All right, I see you guys on hold. Let's sit tight for a sec. For the folks that just joined us, it's Where They Whine, and this is a really hard one. This could literally be any
town. Well, because these damn things could live anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What?
Turtles everywhere.
I'm trying to think of a town, Kimmy, that doesn't have what is described in this post. All right, if you wouldn't mind reading it.
All right. Has anyone else had experience with the large snapping turtle terrorizing our neighborhood? It's more intimidating than the geese that linger around the same pond. I tell my kids not to go near the pond area if they can avoid it. I also make sure they cross the street when they're walking to their friend's house down the road. I know for a fact that this large turtle has snapped at some joggers and walkers when they stop to admire the pond's tranquility. Do not leave your small children unattended around this area.
When ponds attack.
I know that there are kids who walk to school in the morning. That seems to be when the turtle is most active. I've contacted animal control multiple times, and all they do is tell me to leave it alone. They say they don't want to come move the turtle from its original home.
Ooh.
This post is a warning to parents and small pet owners to be on the lookout for this aggressive turtle.
Okay.
We're being stupid.
Why are we being stupid?
Because nobody's thinking about the city.
No, you're right, but we got time.
City snapping turtle.
City-ass turtle.
It votes. It's for redistricting. It's got a lot of problems. It's attacked several politicians. It went after Joe Morelli's eye. I mean, this is a bad.
Why you gotta hurt a guy? He didn't even see that coming. Why you gotta do that? There is something.
This is a nasty city turtle.
There is something in there that we missed.
What's that?
Pond's tranquility.
Well, all ponds are tranquil.
No, not some man-made retaining pond. Not some just like scummy ass, like there are some gross ass scummy ass ponds.
Yeah, but there's some nice ponds in the city.
No, I'm not saying it's not the city. Yeah. I'm saying there are people guessing based on ponds that aren't tranquil ponds. Tranquil means quiet and peaceful.
You're right.
Right? If this is a place where kids are walking to school, yet it's also quiet and peaceful, that narrows down where this could be.
Okay.
Phone number is 222-6000. Tommy's got Greece. I've got Chi Lai. Don went Webster, then named the middle school. Claims it's because he went there, but who knows?
Mm.
Steven went Brighton. Paul went Spencerport, admitted he was a dick in high school, like all kids who go to Spencerport High School. Lori said Penfield because of a retaining pond, which may have wiped her out based on the information we just realized. Let's talk to Kevin. He's on CMF. Hey, Kevin, where are they whining? Kevin, you've been holding for five
Jesus,
minutes.
Kevin.
Come on, Kevin.
Is it Devin?
Devin? Schmevin.
I don't know.
Bert Blylevin. All right, let's put Kevin back on hold for a second. We'll talk to Rob. He's on CMF. Where are they whining, Rob?
This is the winner of last week, guys.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, I got to brag a little bit, no?
All right, well,
and you did.
Can you do it back to back, you dick? Let's see what you got.
Dick calling a dick. Anyways, it's West Runaquate.
Why?
Lots of walkable elementary schools. Kids walk into school all the time. And West Runicoit has Duran Eastman Park. Lots of ponds and streams and creeks and stuff like that. So, and I grew up there. So.
Okay. If you win this for a second time in a row, we're never taking your phone call again. I want you to know that.
All right, that'd be a good idea, probably.
Great, Rob. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I always think of West Runicoit like older people, though, for some reason.
There's a ton of young people.
West Runicoit, they're bigger, older homes, and I don't think young people can afford them.
Okay, but why do they have to be young people for this to be?
Because the kids walking to school. What are these kids, 45 and in third grade? Oldest third grader?
Every town has schools. Name me a town that doesn't have an elementary
school. But some of these schools are going bad because they don't got nobody.
No, but I'm saying there are still at least two kids going to those schools.
But that's not enough to make a letter.
How do you know?
You need at least 10 kids to write a letter to be snapped at.
Phone number is 222-6000. Sam's on CMF. Sammy, where are they whining, bud?
We're whining at Center Park West off of A-Route Road in Parrington.
Wow. Yeah.
Because they got Fairport High School right up the street.
Okay. All right. So you got walking.
They got a huge pond, and then they got Center Park East right next door to it across from, like, the Stinky Farm in Parrington.
Would you like to get any more specific, Sam?
No, man, I'm good.
Okay, great. Good call, Sam. Thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it.
You pinpointed that.
But this is my favorite thing we do about this, is because every post that gets read, everybody immediately knows the exact spot it's in, thinking that space is only unique to that town.
Yeah, we all do it.
Right? Every single person. Because we all have a spot in our head where this turtle is biting somebody. Yes. All right. Let's run through a couple more real quick. Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Peter. He's on CMF. Where are they whining, Peter?
Hey, good. So I need clarification on the rules because I want to guess North Greece.
Tommy pick Greece.
I know that, but I'm saying North Greece.
All right, so we established early on Greece is its own entity.
And I kind of chose that area when I was thinking
Hilton.
Of it.
All right, Hilton. Okay, Now we got a problem.
Well, he asked for clarification.
But in asking for clarification, he broke the golden rule. What do we do, Kimmy?
Yeah, but he's saying he would have picked it if that was in...
That's exactly what we said.
If it was within the rules. So now that we have established the rules to Peter, he is allowed to pick Hilton.
All right, here's what I think. I think that Peter's full of crap. I think Peter knew the rules, and he was trying to sneak in North Greece, and he wasn't going to get it, so now he switched his pick. That's what I think.
Yeah, he's just shifting over
just
a little bit.
Ogden and Spencerport. The same town.
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
You got the final call.
Yeah, you're the commissioner.
He picked some. We'll let him have it. But now we know for the future, Greece is its own separate thing.
I hate that call, but Peter, I can do nothing about it. We got Hilton. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
I got this.
You're going too easy on people.
Well, but
he
along
knew what
the
he
way,
was doing. He knew what he was doing.
Here's the thing. Along the way, as we've been playing this game, we are finding out that there are some discrepancies amongst certain towns.
People feel
like they're like one town should be in separate divisions.
No, but this is all Jeremy's fault. Because we got a Runicoit split.
Well, that's your boy. He's your boy.
My boy?
He's totally your boy.
How is he my boy?
He is. You know he is.
We'll take one more call, 222-6000. Dennis has got the last word on CMF. Dennis, where are they whining, buddy?
Town of Parrington.
Ah, you're out, bud. Sam already picked Parrington, and he got super specific.
Well, I got super specific, too. It's right behind Northside and Dudley Elementary School.
No, but none of this matters, Dennis. Parrington has already been selected.
Can he pick something else?
Well, no, because he already picked it, not listen, part of the game. You have to listen, Dennis.
Sorry, Dennis.
We're sorry. Dennis? Dennis, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to listen, Dennis.
I did.
You didn't listen, Dennis.
I did before the caller ahead of me picked Parrington.
Dennis, I'm going to let you go now, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Later.
Poor Dennis. Poor Dennis.
Dennis wasn't listening.
Yeah, but it's hard to listen.
No, it's not.
Oh, this show is really hard to listen to.
All right, let's go through what we got here. Tommy is going with Greece. I went Chilai. Don went Webster. Steven said one part of Brighton, which is all parts of the rest of the community. Paul is going Spencerport. Lori picked the retaining pond in Penfield. Kevin wouldn't answer his damn phone. Also didn't answer to Bert Blylevin. Rob, last week's winner, went West Irondequoit and went very specific with it. Sam picked Parrington, went even more specific than Rob. Peter, who who absolutely cheated, and I hate him for it, but Kimmy was easy on him, picked Hilton.
We now know for the future, though. Greece and North Greece, same thing. Somebody picks Greece, it is all of Greece.
All right.
And Dennis needs to listen.
Yes.
Are we ready?
I'm ready. I got this.
You don't look very confident.
I feel really good.
Dude, I can tell you look, yeah. Kimmy, let's do this thing.
I am sorry to report.
No, there's no way. Yeah. There's no way.
Riding high.
And she's not talking about you.
This week, they're whining in Greece.
Ah, no!
Oh!
No!
Oh! Yes.
He nailed it. It was North Greece.
Oh, my God. I
it
called
was like
it.
The northern part of Greece.
That's
there.
Right where my mind went.
Yeah.
I'm on a hot streak, bro.
Hot streak? You're on a hot streak.
10-3 on my picks. 2 for now, and what are they whining?
Okay.
Close it in on you.
We've been playing. First of all, I'm the only 3-time where they whining.
Yeah, but
champion.
I've now established 2.
Okay. First of all, you had a losing record in your picks this week of 2-3.
No,
with
but
Tommy
overall,
like
I'm at 10-3, and I'm 2-0, and what are they
whining? You're not 2-0. You're 2 at like 40.
I'm 2-0 when I'm right. Oh, man, that's huge.
See, I was going to say Greece, but you picked Greece.
My mind went right there. It was amazing. Bro, that was in sync.
You know who's really pissed?
Who?
Peter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he got bumped. Did he get bumped to Hilton?
Yes, because he wanted North Greece, too, but he didn't listen.
Listen. I'm first, so I don't have to listen.
Well, you should listen. It would help you in some of your other picks.
And by the way, like you're right. Like statistically, you should win this every other week because you get the first pick.
Yeah, but I also had to think quick. You have more time to think about it. And the last guy's got all the time.
Yeah, no, but he also has...
I mean, people could have selected what he was going
to
say.
I understand. But I had to come out of the gate quickly.
Oh, wow.
I had to take all that information and deduce.
All right, I'm not happy I'm not happy you won because we take this very seriously. I am happy, however, that Rob did not win 2 weeks in a row. Because when you come in with that smug attitude, you deserve to be smacked down a little bit. Fair?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen. You earned it. Congratulations.
Bro, I'm now in all my picks, I'm 12-3.
No, you can't count where they whined in.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
But you've missed, like, 2 months' worth.
Yeah, we got to count the losses, too. Kimmy, he's missed, like, 6 months' worth. We've been doing this for, like, 6 months.
No, but you see, in these group ones, you don't count the losses.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I don't.
Okay, great.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Nobody pitches a perfect game in the game of life.
That's so true.
We all make mistakes. In fact, we now have narrowed down how many major mistakes the average American makes. However, what's most interesting about this is not the mistakes that we make, but how we feel about it afterwards. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The average American says they make 4 wrong major decisions in their life.
Okay, things that will haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, we're talking big things. Marriages, divorces, changing jobs, not taking jobs, family, financial decisions. You get what I'm saying here. Not, I shouldn't have eaten that Hot Pocket yesterday because it burned my tongue. Although that could stick with you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So 1 in 3 Americans say they've made more than 4 major wrong decisions in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy,
yeah.
If I were to ask you, is 4 about right, or do you think you've made more than 4 major wrong decisions?
Me?
Yeah.
Way more. And I'm just talking my 20s.
Major.
Major ones from 15 to 34 monthly.
All right. So
I'm not even trying to be funny.
No,
like, there's some stuff I'll never talk about.
Man, I don't want to know what
Seriously,
that is.
Seriously, that just got really dark.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But, you know, there's some things I'm never going to mention this.
Okay, right. Stop saying that. You're making me uncomfortable.
There's no dead bodies.
Well, that's good.
That they found. No, but, you know, like, yeah, bad. But just the way I treated people.
No, I get that.
Yeah. You know, and how, you know, and I would say that's a, would that count?
Yeah, I mean, look, if it haunts you to this day, if it bothers you at your age, yeah, that's a major life decision.
Mm.
Kimmy, would you say you've made more or less than 4 major wrong life decisions?
I guess it's hard because I guess you think it's wrong in the moment, but it you kind of justify it by saying, well, look where I am today. This wouldn't have happened if that didn't happen.
Okay,
like,
so
you justify it by the chain of events that follow, even though in that moment it definitely wasn't the right decision.
Well, it was socially acceptable back then to weigh your secretary and have a contest with the male folks.
You are Tommy. You are Tommy.
But I'm aware. I'm aware.
I am
that
too,
I,
but it don't change nothing. Like the amount of bad decisions I made with alcohol is staggering. Staggering.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Are you one of these people that's like no regrets people? Because if I regret it, then I wouldn't be where I am right now.
It's not that I don't regret it.
In a closet making $12,000 a year.
It's not that I don't regret it, because you definitely regret an embarrassing moment or things that you don't feel good about, but you try to make yourself feel better by saying, well, maybe it was meant to be that way.
Every man has a ton of these. There's no man that lived through his 20s that doesn't have monthly major regrets. It's impossible.
I don't know, though. A monthly decision that haunts you 10, 20, 30.
If you stopped and thought about
it.
If you really started, if you could like have a video rewind of your 20s, most guys would be horrified at how they acted, how they dressed, conducted themselves with people.
But is that a major? But is that a major thing, or is that just a?
I don't know.
Well, but I mean, listen, we're getting very candid answer here from Tommy, because you're right. If you don't think about it, it's not major. But if you go back and mature as a human being, which you obviously have, and realize what kind
of... Oh, you did that.
Yeah, piece of crap you are.
You acted like that, you spoke like that, and you thought it was funny, or you were the man, or you were cool. And no, you were just a major ass.
So here's where it gets really interesting.
What's that?
So first of all, 7 in 10 Americans say they wish they had more guidance when it came to the major life decision they got wrong. But that statement needs to be further broken down. Mm. Do they wish they had more guidance like they didn't have anyone to guide them? Or do these people wish they had more guidance like, I wish I wasn't as stubborn and talked to somebody before I made that decision? Because it could go either way. Because you brought up men having all of these decisions in their background. Mm-hmm. Men traditionally also are not folks that feel comfortable going to other people and asking for advice.
No.
Right?
Right.
And you'd have to go to the right person for that advice, too.
Yes, you're right. I mean, it gets complicated, right? Do I go to the person who I see as the most successful to get their idea? Do I go to a person who I know has made major mistakes because they've been through the rough parts?
Do you go to the person who you just know you're going to like what you hear?
That's probably what you're going
to
do.
Like there's somebody out there that's going to give you the probably, you know, tell you the right thing to do, but you're not going to want to do it. So I want somebody that's going to make me feel comfortable about what I want to do.
The phone number is 222-6000. Tommy, when you were coming up, did you have anyone you would go to for guidance?
Usually it was like older guys at work.
Okay.
Who were also horrible people.
Who were in the same place you were.
Right. And like my father was one who just dispensed advice even though you didn't ask him. And that stuff was horrible. I mean, horrible.
But did you know at the time?
Some of it, yeah.
Okay.
Like, you should date your cousin. Legitimate thing that fell out of his face.
Well, hold on. You never tried it.
I did not.
What if you would be? What if you were happily married to
your
cousin?
What if I have a half-cousin kid?
Bro, Rudy Giuliani married his cousin.
He did?
You didn't know that?
I did not.
His first wife was his cousin.
Oh.
He claimed they didn't know until after they were married.
No, but there was a time that that was socially acceptable. Like, you know, I mean, like, you know, there's just so many people in the village.
Yeah, but you weren't in a village. You were...
had a half-snapping turtle kid.
And it's attacking kids walking to school.
Yeah, like, so usually it was, like, older. I had two older brothers that I could go to.
Okay.
I don't think I did that much. But I think it was more the older guys at work. And, like, again, they sucked.
But you bring up a great point. In that moment, because at that age, what, you're in your early to mid-20s?
Yeah.
You don't know those guys at work suck.
No, you don't. You think like they're the man.
Right? Like, think back to the first couple of jobs you had as a kid. Because I think we're all guilty of what Tommy just brought up. If you worked in, like, food service, something like that, there was that guy who was 10 years older than you, and he was super cool. Because
he looked up to them for whatever reason.
He had his own apartment, Kimmy. He
cool
was
car, maybe.
Drinking every night. And then you blow past that age.
Yeah.
You gain another 10 years, and you realize that guy was a loser.
A major loser.
Massive loser.
Yes, but he looked cool on paper at the time.
And he's still playing the bass in his bar band at Shamrock Jacks this weekend.
He's there?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
He's coming on out.
So I worked with this one guy. He was like my dad's age, but he was stocking shelves with us. He moved down to Florida, got into real estate right during, and it busted. So he was stocking shelves. I still remember his name, Ed. And Ed was like this old guy.
Hold on. You paused like there was going to be some complicated name. I would hope you would remember Ed.
Ed was Ed Tharpe.
Okay.
And he looked like an Ed Tharpe. Crew cut, military kind of guy. And when I look at the stuff that came out of his mouth now, he would have been arrested.
Really?
Ooh. Oh, it was horrible. But at the time, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, they probably should move into a neighborhood. Yeah, it would probably ruin, well, maybe they should go back. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's the deep south in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
And these guys just openly talked. Yeah, yeah.
Phone number is 222-6000. The average American say they make four wrong major decisions in their life. We're talking marriages, divorces, changing jobs, not taking jobs, family, financial decisions. 3 in 10 Americans say they've made more than four major wrong decisions in their life. Kimmy, who did you go to for advice when you were a kid?
I was kind of like in that place where I had a dad who just offered advice, even if he didn't ask for it.
Yeah, they're dads.
But I always had a really hard time as a kid, like asking for help or asking for advice. I feel like probably if I was going to ask somebody or tell somebody what was going on, it would have been a friend.
Okay. So you were asking your contemporaries.
Yeah. Yeah. I never really felt like, I don't know. I don't know if it's not that I didn't trust my parents' advice or I just didn't feel comfortable going to them about certain things. So it was always a friend.
I think about the decisions you made based on fear and shame from your family.
Mm.
Like, you wouldn't do that. Think about people that fell in love with somebody that wasn't their religion, and they passed on that person, only to marry the person that they wanted you to marry, and your marriage sucked.
But you can go down the line. Religion, race, sexual orientation.
All that stuff. Where you got pushed or shamed into the being basically bullied into making a decision to please your family and not yourself.
Yeah, you're right. And that's based on advice that you knew they were going to give you.
Yes. Or the crap they were going to give you, right?
But then again, I mean, look, not saying that you shouldn't marry someone of not your race, creed, religion, obviously, me sitting in this chair, but there's nothing that says that would have worked out either.
Right, but at least it would have been your decision.
True.
Like, the thing you wanted to do, you didn't do. And then that's on you.
But let's get real deep, man.
Well, let's deepen it up.
All right, like if I make a decision based on pressure from outside sources, advice from somebody else, and that decision goes poorly, I could always look back at my life and go, well, that person gave me that advice. I shouldn't have listened to them, but it's their fault. If I make my decision and it goes south, I got to live with that.
It's you own it.
And everybody outside that gave me advice not to do that gets to look at you and go, yep, told you so.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's decisions that in the moment, I knew I was doing the wrong thing, and I did it anyway. And that's all on me.
Sure. Man. All right, phone number is 222-6000.
A lot of fun, though.
Whoa.
It was a lot of fun, the 20s.
Let's talk to Jeremy. He's on CMF. My boy, as you called him earlier.
He's your boy.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'd like to take a guess. West Greece.
What's up?
In this study, do they mention bad decisions that turned out to be detrimental? Or did they mention bad decisions that are just overall bad decisions?
Yeah, that's a great question. Look, they bring up words like investing. They bring up words like inspired, uninspired. They talk a lot about money. They talk a lot about divorce. It's not the most scientific thing, Jeremy.
Sure, because, I think I'm fairly boring. So, you know, I'm not a risk taker, but I've made a couple bad decisions. But imagine the people who, like, your dad, Tommy's dad, my dad, don't tell anyone I said that, who have made such terrible decisions that may not have been detrimental to them at the time, or maybe never caught up with them for the rest of their life. But man, they were awful decisions at the time.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. And even further on that, even if it is detrimental to you, you still have to have the self-awareness to realize that that decision led to what situation you're in right now, which can be hard for people.
Yes.
Or even worse, that poor decision that you made, you learned nothing from it, and you tried it again because, it worked the first time.
Did that.
And now people are dead or maimed or disabled or something like that. So,
but haven't we all done that, Jeremy?
I don't know. Speak for yourself, man.
I have. Tommy just admitted he did. Oh. Right? I mean, you've never made the same bad decision twice in your life.
Hoping it'll work out again.
On the advice of my legal counsel, I advise to invoke my Fifth Amendment rights.
All right.
Probably yes, but again, I'm not a risk taker, so... I don't know.
All right.
But probably yes.
All right. Well, Jeremy.
All right. Love you guys. You're dick.
Love you too.
There goes Jeremy. I can remember working the meat case as a kid, and I see a girl coming up the aisle that I dated 4 months ago. She never shops in the store. And I go, Jesus Christ, she's pregnant.
What?
And I'm freaking out, thinking she's knocked up. Like, I remember those moments going, she never comes in the store.
Oh.
It's been about that time. Yeah. Man, is she pregnant and coming to get money from me?
She wasn't pregnant, obviously.
I ran. I avoided her. Clearly.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I. I mean, she
would. No, she was going to catch up with you eventually.
She could have tracked me down.
I ask you a question? Right.
But obviously, I did knock her up. But at the moment, I didn't know what to do. And I'm like, I don't have any money.
But even if you ran away in that moment, to your point, she's going to find you eventually.
I know, but I panic. Okay. You panic. Yeah. There's a reason why they call it panic. Panic. You just do.
Like, what are you going to do? Quit your job and move to South America?
Bro, that would have been an option. Like,
oh,
I'm
my
so,
God.
South Florida, you're so close to Venezuela. You know. Like, what do you do? Like, oh my God. Like, your whole life is going
to
change.
No, look, I've had that feeling too, but to the point about making the same mistake again, like, yeah, it's girl, haven't seen in a while. Oh my God, why is she reaching out to me? Oh, this is terrible. Oh, I had sex with her again.
Yeah. I probably would have if I wouldn't have panicked.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, it was a bad decision.
I redated somebody where I got gonorrhea as a kid.
Kid, what's kid?
I was under, I think it was 19.
Okay, that's fair. Because kid to you gets up to like 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Summer of 79. It was a very good year.
Got my first gonorrhea. Got it from this chick. Name, what was your name?
I don't remember.
That's not great. Probably the gonorrhea.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.